Welcome to the Shepherd Thoughts Podcast, an audio resource that encourages biblical thinking for biblical living as we follow the Lord Jesus Christ, our Good Shepherd. For more episodes and other helpful resources online, visit shepherdthoughts.com. And now, here's your host, Pastor Thomas Overmiller.
Welcome to Shepherd Thoughts. This is episode 190. Pastor Thomas Overmiller with you. Well, let me talk to you for just a minute about God's reason for rainbows. We see a lot of them these days, especially in print and in advertisements and so on. Well, since the 1970s, Western society has wrongfully affiliated the rainbow with an unbiblical agenda, using it to symbolize a lifestyle that God condemns. In 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 10, Paul writes in the New Testament, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God." As a result, Bible-believing Christians may lose appreciation for the real significance of the rainbow as it is wrongfully being used. But it still continues to be a beautiful, meteorological, and God-given phenomenon. A rainbow occurs when water droplets in the sky reflect, refract, and disperse light, generating a fabulous multicolored arc in the sky. When is the last time you saw a rainbow? Not a rainbow flag or decal, but a real rainbow in the sky. Did you pause to admire it? Did you take a picture? From our apartment in Queens, New York City, we occasionally see them from our living and dining room window, and they are beautiful to behold. Moses introduced the rainbow to us in Genesis chapter 9, verses 8 to 17, in the first book of the Old Testament. He tells us that God placed the first rainbow in the sky following the worldwide flood, through which, the flood, he had judged human civilization for its rampant wicked thoughts and behavior. The rainbow provides all people and includes all people in this reminder that God will never judge worldwide civilization with a flood again. It is a promise to all people. He will never do it. This was not a promise for Noah alone, not just for the Jewish nation, but to every person, especially those who know God as Father. It was a promise to every person forever, including you and me today. And this way, it is all-inclusive. The next and final time in Scripture we see the rainbow is not in the first book of the Bible, but in the last book of the Bible. John mentions it in Revelation, chapter 4 and verse 3, and chapter 10 and verse 1. This is the last book, and it also mentions the rainbow, just as the first book does. And it says this in particular in Revelation 4, 3, "There was a rainbow around the throne of God, in appearance like an emerald." This rainbow doesn't appear on the White House, but it appears at the throne of God. I find this especially significant because Revelation 4 marks the beginning of a cataclysmic series of worldwide judgments. Like the flood in Noah's day, God will judge civilizations worldwide again for the very same reason: rampant wicked thoughts and behavior, especially behavior that is despicably violent and sexually immoral. But a cursory study of all the judgments portrayed throughout Revelation reveals that in all of his judgments, God will refrain from using a flood. He will use many other forms of judgment, like hail and famine, locusts, water turned to blood, and many other things. But he never will use a worldwide flood. In Genesis, God gave the world a promise and sealed it with the sign of a rainbow. In Revelation, he reminds us that he will keep this promise to the very end. The rainbow has nothing to do with the ungodly lifestyle that adopts it as a symbol. Yet, knowing its true significance, may we continue to admire every rainbow that appears in the sky. Above all, may we praise God for keeping his promise to every generation, even when we don't deserve it, and for continuing to liberate and transform the lives of those who embrace the symbol of a rainbow in wrongful ways. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 11, referring to the lifestyles that were earlier read from 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 10, Paul writes, "And such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." God bless you.
This has been another edition of the Shepherd Thoughts Podcast. For more episodes and other helpful resources online, visit shepherdthoughts.com. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ enable you to devote your heart and mind to biblical thinking for biblical living. Thank you for listening.